KQED.
Today in San Francisco, a federal judge begins hearing arguments on whether California's ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. The legal stakes are huge. The case could ultimately decide the fate of gay marriage throughout the country. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Jeffrey Zerillo says he'll always remember where he was on Election Day 2008. He and his partner Paul Katami were at a friend's house on a night that, for them, began with a celebratory mood.
And we'd finally gotten to the point where we had finally elected an African-American president. And only within the hour did that overjoyed feeling start to be subdued by when the returns for Prop 8 started to come in.
Proposition 8, an amendment to the state's constitution, which defines marriage between a man and a woman, narrowly passed that evening with 52% of the vote. Zerillo and Katami were crushed. The two, who had lived together for years, had plans to marry, and now they couldn't. Help came from an unlikely source.
I think this is one of the most important civil rights cases that this country has faced in a long, long time.
Conservative lawyer Ted Olson is best known for representing George W. Bush before the Supreme Court in the 2000 presidential election dispute. The rival lawyer representing Al Gore in that dispute, David Boies, has joined Olson to represent partners Zerillo and Katami, as well as a lesbian couple. They'll argue that Proposition 8 violates the couple's rights under the Equal Protection and Due Process Clauses of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
The right to marriage is a fundamental right. The Supreme Court has said that again and again and again, and the Supreme Court has said that that right applies to all Americans, to all citizens.
A federal judge will hear the case, and the ruling will likely be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Before it gets to that level, though, supporters of Prop 8, like Samantha Sabarzo, are frustrated by the spate of legal challenges to an issue the state's voters have already weighed in on.
Twice already, the people of California have voted on this issue, and it's been the same result. And everywhere in the country where people have voted on this issue, it's been the same result. People want traditional marriage and understand the importance of traditional marriage.
Sabarzo's argument against same-sex marriage echoes those of the lawyers defending Prop 8, which include a coalition of religious and conservative groups. The group's legal team will argue that historically, states have sanctioned traditional marriage as a way to foster a stable environment for procreation and child-rearing, and that this remains a valid justification for limiting marriage to heterosexual couples. But they're not the only critics. Civil rights and gay advocacy groups were initially concerned this case was premature. These groups had been steadily working for two decades with a calculated plan of making same-sex marriage legal in states where success seemed likely. But as USC law professor David Cruz explains, many are nervous with the idea of bypassing this strategy and rolling the dice on their chances with the Supreme Court.
It's a very committed by conservative justices appointed by Reagan, by the first President Bush, by the second President Bush. And at a time when only five states in the country allow same-sex couples to get married, the position they're arguing for is a very distinct minority position.
Every effort to accomplish civil rights in this country has been met with people saying, "Why don't you wait?"
Again, lawyer Ted Olson.
Why don't you wait until the people are ready? Why don't you wait till this changes or that changes? The lesson of history is that civil rights are won by people who stand up and fight for them, and not people who sit down and quietly wait for things to happen.
There may be little question that this case will be appealed until it reaches the Supreme Court, but whether the court takes on this case is another matter. Even so, the potential impact of this case has the legal community abuzz with anticipation.
This is like going to Disneyland for legal scholars.
That's David Levine, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law. He says if the federal judge in this case and on appeal the Ninth Circuit were to say the 14th Amendment forbids states from limiting marriage to heterosexual couples, it'd be likely the U.S. Supreme Court would take the case. But he says this is just one of many possible outcomes.
Is it appropriate for the court to step in and to say, okay, we're going to jump forward on this cultural unfolding, and we're going to say this is what the rule has to be, Or are the courts, and especially federal courts, going to step back and say, this is for the states and the democratic processes within those states to work out?
In the end, says Levine, the demographics of this issue are such that same-sex marriage will likely be a reality in the state's future. In a poll conducted by the LA Times and USC last fall, more than two-thirds of voters under the age of 30 supported same-sex marriage. Almost two-thirds of voters over 65 opposed it. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
We'll have reporters on the scene throughout the hearings. Head to our website, californiareport.org, for a link to the latest coverage as it happens. We're blogging.